This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, live and in living color, and across America on some of America's great radio stations, too. Special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world via the satellite, and our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and our 911 dispatchers for their service to America. And let's not forget the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics and construction workers, too. Thank you for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I just want to tell you, last night was probably one of the most participated in radio shows ever that I've done in my 18 and almost 19 years now of radio. I literally had several thousand emails. I haven't really counted, but I've got so many, I'll never get to them, and I appreciate all the stuff I got. We lit a fire under people's butts last night, so thank you.
Oh, my pleasure, and I'm glad to be part of it. Absolutely.
All right, let's say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Rudy has not wasted any time in getting out there and getting it done. And let's listen to what Rudy Giuliani had to say, along with Jay Sekulow, here on television yesterday.
And the reality is this is a complete vindication of the president. No obstruction, no collusion. The attorney general is about as explicit as you can be.
Yes.
The president has won a total and complete victory here, and only the most bitter critics would deny him that. I mean, and any American should be very, very happy that this has been resolved this way. The only people who aren't are people that just have bad motives.
Yeah, you can see already on different networks, MSNBC, they're talking about how it doesn't fully exonerate the president with obstruction, and that's where they're going to start talking.
But that's incorrect legally, because what the letter actually says is that the special counsel did not determine whether there was. He said there's no. He does not have criminal activity, but he said it wasn't an exoneration. He followed Department of Justice protocol. At that point, you take the facts that you have and you refer it up to the Department of Justice, because he is part of the Department of Justice. It went to the Office of Legal Counsel, it went to the Deputy Attorney General and the Attorney General, and they made the determination pursuant to the regulation. So it's as clear as a clear could be.
Doesn't get any
in Washington. I'm Nicholas Ballasy.
Doesn't get any clearer than that, does it, Kyle?
No, it really doesn't. And you know, it's interesting, Captain, because now we're going to be seeing some of these folks in the media latch on to a new lie, essentially, somehow that...
You mean like Chris Cuomo?
Well, that those who are going to...
Because he and Rudy went at it big time last night. Big time last night they went at it. And I did not watch it because I'm not watching CNN. I'm not giving them 10 seconds of my time. All I'm doing is taking the audio when I get it through the feed that we have. But... Rudy went on there and lambasted him, and he came up with a new line. You know, he says, well, Mr. Mayor, that's not right. You know, Cuomo is another one of these guys. Him. Oh, by the way, Adam Schiff. Should Adam Schiff resign?
I think Adam Schiff should resign immediately from his position on the House Intelligence Committee. Of course.
Did you hear what he said yesterday again?
I think he's still saying that there's collusion, right?
There is evidence, strong evidence of collusion, and we will be bringing it out in the days and weeks ahead. What a jackass.
Well, you know, he's
been got saying, no more than the man in the moon. Okay, go ahead.
Well, no, exactly. Well, he's been saying, you know, there's all this evidence of collusion. It's in the public space, you know, in the public realm. And, well, then I guess Robert Mueller just hasn't been looking in the public realm, according to Adam Schiff, then, I suppose. But, again, this is all, you know, they just want to continue to perpetuate the lie and the lie of collusion. Now there's going to be the lie of obstruction when it's very clear that prosecutors, either they go forward with the case or they don't go forward with the case. They're not going forward with the case. And so there's nothing there. There is no obstruction. Also,
right.
there's no crime that he would have been obstructing. There's nothing there. There's no there, but the media narrative is there in order to try to lie to people and win them over to their side.
Well, Jerry Nadler, I believe, and by the way, we're going to give him a new name because of that eyebrow. You know, we're going to call him Snidely Whiplash.
Right. Well, Jerry
Nadler, that evil look with that eyebrow up in the air.
Yeah, it's a little strange, but he,
he's strange.
Well, exactly. Well, he's been talking about, well, this is not a total exoneration, and this is that. It is, of course, seizing on what the president had said, but they are more than happy to seize upon this one thing that Mueller put in his report that really, and I heard Alan Dershowitz describe it as being sort of this sort of law school essay style that he used, saying, well, on the one hand, you've got this, and on the other hand, you got that. This is not an exoneration, and blah, 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 blah. And really, as opposed to simply making a decision, this, my goodness, what was it, $30 million, and we can't get...
Well, 25 to 30 million, take your pick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we can't get a decision from the special counsel on this, so that's where the real rub is going to come from, but that's what people on some of these different cable networks are going to seize upon, and it's kind of sad because the country needs to be moving forward from this point.
Now, Lindsey Graham is calling for a special counsel to investigate the Mueller probe, and we'll get into that when we come back, because here comes the music. And, oh, by the way, Alan Dershowitz is saying, enough already! Quit the investigations! Get on with the business of the country! Well, we could do that, too, if the Democrats would just sit down, shut up, and get along. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. EscapeRightNow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, Do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Today is the day that I will be up at the Mission Barbecue, 5602 West Waters Avenue here in Tampa, north end of the airport, town and country section of Tampa is what they call that. Just east of the Veterans Expressway off Waters between the first and second light on the right-hand side. Look for the big old American flag up in the air. And I will be there at 12 noon to 1:30 for Have Lunch with the Captain. And we look forward to seeing you there. And we've got a lot of people that are stopping by now. And don't forget, Friday, Vietnam Veterans Appreciation Day. I will be participating in the ceremony at the Mission Barbecue store at Bruce B. Downs directly across the street from the USF campus, and just down the street, maybe a quarter mile from James A. Haley's VA hospitals. It's on the same side of the street. So Friday, if you can make it, come have lunch with the captain. It's Vietnam Veterans Appreciation Day. All Vietnam veterans, you have to identify yourself wearing military cover or a hat or a shirt or something. You will get a free lunch. And, of course, today it's just Have Lunch with the Captain Day up there at West Waters Avenue, Mission Barbecue. Now, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You're going to come have lunch with the captain? And you're going to hop in a corporate jet and just sail on over?
I would love to do that and have some great barbecue and talk to some great folks.
Yeah, well, you don't need to have barbecue. They got a lot of barbecue stuff there, but then again, they got other stuff on the menu, too, so it's pretty good.
Okay.
And by the way, the salmon has become very, very popular over there for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
They got really, really, really tasty boneless salmon. But anyway, let's talk about Senator Lindsey Graham. He wants a special counsel to investigate the Mueller probe. And I'm on board with that because of the fact that I think there's what the Democrats did, Shifty Shift and Nadler and this bunch and Nancy Pelosi and going off on a dossier that had, the information had not been verified. The FISA court got duped by the FBI to get the warrant to go after these people that never should have been gone after to begin with.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you've got people whose their lives have truly been completely wrecked. They've had to hire lawyers that they could never afford in order to defend them against charges that were completely false and made up against them. So that's one thing. The other thing, of course, is Senator Grange wants to look into some of these different things. And a lot of folks would say, well, you know, we just got to, like, drop it all now. We got the Mueller report, and don't worry about it anymore. But here's the thing. You've got people who had weaponized the intelligence services of this nation, the law enforcement services of this nation. They were able to, you know, create this ridiculous false narrative. And they did so because they didn't like the way the election was going or could go, and then, of course, how the election turned out. And so, obviously, this nation needs to send a very clear message that none of this will ever be tolerated. The American people have the right to vote and vote for whom they want to be the leaders in the government, and especially, of course, for the presidency. You can't simply let all this go by. There's too much done to too many innocent people.
Now, here's what John Dickerson had to say in an interview with John Podesta yesterday. And John Podesta, of course, was the campaign chairman for Hillary Clinton, who, by the way, is not out of the woods. Not out of the woods. There is a back investigation looking back into some of her stuff. But here's what they had to say.
That you trusted him. What do you make of his report then?
Well, look, I think he's a great professional, and he did a thorough investigation of this. He also found that there were 100 incidences where agents of the Russian government talked to members of the Trump campaign, and there were 28 meetings. He concluded ultimately that there was not, beyond a reasonable doubt, evidence of a conspiracy, and I accept that conclusion.
What do you think?
But I think it's important for us to see the whole report, not just Mr. Barr's four-page summary of it as well.
What do you think the next move should be for Democrats on the Hill in terms of, you know, they want to see the rest of the report, but then they also, you know, can get bogged down in this for the next 2 years of the administration?
Well, look, I think the public has a right to know what Mr. Mueller found. He obviously conducted an extensive report. And so I think the push to make the entire report public is completely appropriate. There are still questions that are open, and there are investigations that are ongoing in the Southern District of New York by the State Attorneys General of New York and New Jersey and others. So I think that Democrats would be well to push for the full release of the report, but there are other matters that they need to investigate about this administration as well.
Well, there you go. What do you think?
Well, you know, we keep hearing about this. Well, there are these other matters going on and so forth, but I would think that out of Mueller's report, there aren't any sealed or unsealed indictments.
Nope.
No other recommendations for indictments and so forth. So some of these other things will play out. But the big questions about collusion, whether or not Trump is an agent of Putin, you know, all those things have been put to rest. And, you know, again, it's very, very ironic that Robert Mueller, the one person who was said to be, you know, the most, you know, person who's most above, you know, beyond all reproach to make this investigation. But now, of course, you have so many Democrats and commentators and players who are basically saying, well, something's wrong with Robert Mueller.
Yep.
And they'll never accept it, no matter what.
No. Now, the other thing is a Harris X poll came out yesterday, and this is a poll that's not conservative, it's not Republican, it's not Democratic. It's a cross-section of a lot of different people, and a majority of voters are now open to a second Trump term. They believe that he will be elected.
That's right.
In lieu of this report.
That's right, and 54% said they would think about voting for Trump. 46% said they wouldn't even consider casting a ballot for Trump, but of course we expect these kinds of divisions. But here's the thing. Because the economy is doing so well, this is where people are saying they're open to voting for President Trump. In fact, 95% of those in this poll who actually voted for Trump in 2016 said they were going to vote for him again in 2020. That's a huge, huge percentage. But it's interesting because when we get down to who voted for Hillary Clinton, 76% of those who voted for Hillary said they would never vote for Trump, but here's the thing, 24% said they would at least consider it. So here you have, Captain, the president is able to have these accomplishments in the economy and in foreign policy and maybe beginning to win over some more Democrats, even more Democrats than he did in the 2016 election. They weren't interested in Hillary Clinton and what she was selling, and President Trump offered a lot of hope, and now there's a lot of jobs out.
And the second coming of Michael Avenatti, the snake that said he could, was charged in a $20 million Nike extortion ring yesterday. The unindicted co-conspirator was his attorney buddy, Mike Garagos. Or, I'm sorry, did I say Mike? Well, anyway, what's his name?
Mark
Garagos. There we go, who's also involved with this movie actor guy, whatever his name is, the one that lied to the Chicago police. But anyway, here's the deal, okay? Here's the deal. I've thought from the beginning Avenatti's dirty, just dirty. He's a snake. He looks like a snake. He doesn't have an honest look about him. And the one thing about yesterday is the truth came out. Got no money for a lawyer. He had to get a public defender.
That's right. He was described as sitting in court in a dark gray suit with surrounded by federal public defenders. And he's accused of trying to shake down Nike for up to $20 million, trying to get people hired to do an investigation in Nike, otherwise threatening to come out with information that he said that he had and this kind of stuff. And all of this, of course, just points to the fact that Michael Avenatti hasn't been not above board.
And quickly, the Texas border checkpoints have all been closed to clear the asylum backlog. Right now, nobody's getting in to the country to declare asylum of any type. If they're not legal to come in, they are not getting in. Even if they sneak in, they're being put back over to the other side because they had to close the border because they got nowhere else to put them.
That's right. Yeah, one official is quoted as saying it's really out of control.
But there's no emergency on the border.
Well, of course not. There's no emergency. And really, when we look at this, Captain, I mean, this starts to really smack of what George Orwell wrote about in his book 1984, where you have people trying to create these narratives for people to believe, and it's said over and over and over again. And, of course, we saw this same kind of thing in Nazi Germany. We've seen it in different countries in recent history where they believe if they keep telling you the same false thing that people will start to believe it. There is an emergency on the border, but the narrative from the liberal media and the so-called deep state is one where they try to make it sound different.
All righty, here comes the music. Tell us real quick how to find your show.
Yes, thank you, Captain. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, we'll talk to you tonight. Thank you very much, Kyle.
Sounds good.
All righty, folks, the Captain's America Third Watch rolls on. Our Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming right up. Going to take a look at the roads, and guess what? Out there in the west, again, in the mountains, feet of snow coming.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Our top story this hour, lawyer Michael Avenatti under arrest in New York City. He used to represent porn star Stormy Daniels. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
The charges first announced in Los Angeles included wire fraud and bank fraud. U.S. Attorney Nick Hanna.
On his Twitter account, Mr. Avenatti describes himself as, quote, attorney, advocate, fighter for good. But the allegations in this case describe something different. A corrupt lawyer who instead fights for his own selfish interests.
Federal prosecutors in New York charged him with trying to extort $20 million from Nike after the company refused to pay him to conduct an internal investigation.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow up 14 points to close at 25,516, the NASDAQ down 5 points, and the S&P 500 off 2 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is the lifeline to a nation, and men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
That's Merle Haggard and an oldie but goodie, Big Wheels Rolling, moving on from the television show Moving On, Will and Sonny Pruitt, with that big old black KW with that old Great Dane trailer, that 40-foot Great Dane trailer they pulled with the reefer on it, $2 a mile, go anywhere in the country that you wanted them to go. And that's the way it was. All right, well, this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, with four dealerships. And remember the four words that make it all happen. You serve, you save. That means active duty military. That means veterans. That means all first responders, active and retired, and all 911 dispatchers, too, get preferred pricing, saving them thousands of dollars on their brand new vehicles. And by the way, $10,000, $12,000 off a Titan, off a Frontier, off one of the newer cars, the Altimas, the Sentras. I mean, a lot of things going on there. So check them out online, Moss Family Automotive. Now, Pacific storms are going to continue to bring rain. And, you ready for this? Several feet of mountain snow in California this week. Now, heavier rain may produce localized flash flooding across the northern and central California sections this week, midweek. And Arctic air pushing south midweek will combine with Pacific moisture to produce heavy snow in the Rockies. You know what that means. Hello, Denver. Hello. Hello, Salt Lake City. Hello, Wyoming. You're going to see it, and it's just a matter of a few hours before that starts, but I'll get into that in a minute. And snow is going to spread into the plains, so you'll have more snow coming across the upper part of the plains, which is not necessarily what you want to have when you got flooding going on, and we'll get into all of that right now. Now, first of all, in California, we've got snow tonight. West Reno, upstairs, Donner, Lake Tahoe, going just a little bit going over the top. But to the south of Lake Tahoe, all the way down along the state line with Nevada, with the Sierra Nevadas that are right there, all those peaks, a winter storm warning. They are going to get several feet of snow in that area. Now, the winter storm warning goes all the way down to a winter storm watch in the San Bernardino Mountains, which is down near where Kyle is. And, oh, by the way, special shout-out to our listeners tonight, KCAA, Redlands, California, tuning in. We understand they're new to this, to the network, and welcome aboard, KCAA, Redlands, California. Now, also, we've got some fog up in the Seattle area, down in the lower section, up in Washington State. Oregon, you're looking good. Idaho, you're looking good tonight. In Arizona and in Utah, the eastern part of Utah, all the way from the Wyoming line on down to the north eastern corner of Arizona, you've got rain showers on and off. You've got rain showers on and off west of Denver and west of I-25 going up over the top. That will change as the temperatures and the cold front comes along and the storm system that's going to be developing comes through there. So be advised, be prepared, stay alert, and make sure you got all your supplies ready for another interesting week of snow. Now, Wyoming, pardon me, Wyoming, you've got to the north, to the western part, again, going up 30 towards Montpelier in Wyoming, you have got fog. You've got some rain up in that area, too. And in Montana, across most of Montana, you've got rain and you've got fog up on the Canadian border. Now, looking at Nebraska, I believe Al is sitting in a fog bank tonight because I see dense fog across I-80 right through North Platte. Some rain in the western part. Got some rain up in South Dakota around Rapid City. Got some rain in the eastern part from Minot all the way down to Fargo in North Dakota. And the western part of Minnesota's got rain. Got scattered rain showers in Iowa. Scattered rain showers in Missouri closer to the river. Scattered rain showers in Arkansas closer to the river. And Memphis, Tennessee. And you've got scattered rain in northeastern Illinois tonight in the Chicago area and across the northern part of Indiana. Dave, your igloo is probably floating right now. And over there in the middle Atlantic states, you got some high winds in the higher elevations of Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina. Other than that, you're looking good. All right, to the telephone lines we go, and I believe this is Dan the Man on the phone.
That's me.
Where are you at? Where are you at?
I'm in Lafayette.
Okay, I never saw you last week.
I tell you what, I got down there and I had more visits from relatives than I've seen in years. It was one of those, it was jam-packed week. It was great weather. I had fun, but I had no time but just to meet with relatives I haven't seen in years.
Should have brought them where I was.
Well, I thought about it, but I've got an aunt that's, you know, pretty old, and it was probably the last time I'll ever see her alive.
All right.
And but, you know, I was going to call, make a couple of comments. One, the attorney for the stripper, Daniels. What's his name?
Michael Avenatti.
Avenatti. You know what? He got nailed doing what Jesse Jackson's done for decades.
Along with Mark Garagos.
Yeah.
He's the unindicted conspirator.
Well, you know, those two there, is whoever his client was should have just got Jesse Jackson, because he has shaken down more companies, more corporations in this country than anybody, and has made a living at it.
$20 million they were looking for.
Yeah, yeah. The Jackson family did that in Chicago with a couple of beer companies, and they've been on top of it ever since. But I was glad to see Mueller end it. I didn't think he would. I thought it would be here for all of his first Trump's first term. You know, you just sit back and get money and just have the money get kicked back to you. That's what I thought. I didn't think this would ever happen.
Somebody needs to talk to the Democrats and tell them to end it, starting with Adam Schiff, who, by the way, I think needs to resign.
Well, you know what? These guys are not clean either. All of them have something, a skeleton in their closet.
Well, I know Schiff does. He's been involved in a bunch of crap in California, but go ahead.
All right, well, if they're going to throw hearings looking at Trump, well, it's about time the FBI starts looking at them.
That's exactly what Lindsey Graham wants to do.
And I think that's the only way to finally clear the deck.
Yep.
Because I think, you know, one of the biggest ones is going to be, it's going to look like 4th of July when, you know, boom, when that firework goes off, it's going to be Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah, because she's got that $1 million or whatever it is that's been hidden from taxes by doing what they did, what her campaign manager did, which everybody says is illegal and against the IRS code.
Well, you know, I see her former opponent, the former Cooley out there. He's on the media a lot lately, so he must be sensing that something's wrong with her.
Blood in the water.
Yep, and that's exactly what I think. I think she's going to be a fast burn. But I'm hoping that they can get back and really get some the trade deal that USMCA has to get through. I wish they could have got that through before the House switched parties. It's going to be hard, but I think Trump can do it. I think there's enough Democrats there to get it passed, because you don't want NAFTA you don't want what you have now when you can get something better. And I want to see that passed, and I think that's incredibly important that he does that. But it's still a long way to for November of 2020. Anything can happen. You know, I think right now if Trump has a weakness, it's going to be foreign policy. And I think little Kim's going to fire off some rockets here before July 4th. And he's definitely going to do an underground test sometime within the next year. And I think that blows part of his foreign policy agenda, you know, to smithereens when that happens.
Yeah.
I think the North Koreans got what they wanted. You know, American president came over and basically said, uncle. But the whole role, you know, we've got to start backing off, disengaging trade with China if we're going to get anywhere with North Korea.
All right.
Got to do it in a big way.
All right. I got to let you go. Here comes the music, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Talk to you later on in the week.
All right. Dan the Man and Lafayette, Indiana, we appreciate him very much. And not reading where he's at right now. But when we come back, Benjamin Netanyahu was in town yesterday, was in Washington, D.C. We'll tell you all about it. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
If you have cancer or know somebody who does, pay attention for the next 60 seconds. I'm Dr. Sanjay Jain, and I'm sitting today with Andy Snyder, the author of this hit new book, Nature's Miracles. Each day, some 4,700 Americans are told that they have cancer. You never know when you'll be next. That's why it's vital you do everything you can to prevent ever getting cancer. That's where this stunning video comes in.
That's right, Dr. Jane. Scientists at the University of Michigan recently confirmed the research that's behind this video. It all has to do with an all-natural, everyday compound that literally causes cancer cells to kill themselves. In fact, in one test, every single time this compound was used to treat a certain type of cancer cell, they all died as a result. They all died. Every person should get their hands on this miracle compound today.
Everybody is talking about this breakthrough video. Go to secretcancerkiller.com right now. Again, that's secretcancerkiller.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And this portion of the program brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. Trot on over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on that USCCA logo that's right there, like many people have done. We'll sign up for that free gun a day giveaway, number one. And number two, get your $474 worth of free stuff when you become a member of the USCCA, because they can help you in all types of circumstances with the legal staff that they have. Because when you have to defend yourself by whatever means you have to, it's better to be prepared than to be unprepared and make that call to an attorney instead of a call to your wife or your girlfriend. Say, hey, I might go to jail because I beat somebody up. I had to defend myself. You know, USCCA, folks, USCCA. Go on over to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on that logo link there. Find out what I know and become a member just like me. Well, Benjamin Netanyahu was in Washington, D.C. yesterday. He had to leave a little bit early because of the fact that they had some airstrikes that Israel was launching against Hamas, where a missile came in and struck a house somewhere in central Israel, injuring seven people, including two small children. And then right after that, somewhere in the afternoon, they had another series of rockets come in, some 30, and then Israel launched another more serious attack against those locations, and that attack may, in fact, still be going on as we speak. I'll have to check here during the break. Now, I'm going to play a short clip, and then I'm going to go to a caller that's on the phone. So this is what Benjamin Netanyahu had to say yesterday about the attacks against Hamas.
Our dear friend, Donald, you have shown consistently incredible support for Israel, for our right to self-defense. When we exercise that self-defense, you have never flinched. You've always been there, including today, and I thank you. Yesterday, a rocket was fired from Gaza, deep inside Israel. It hit a home north of Tel Aviv. It wounded 7, including 2 small children. And miraculously, no one was hurt. No one was killed. Israel will not tolerate this. I will not tolerate this. And as we speak, as I told you, Mr. President, just now, Israel is responding forcefully to this wanton aggression. I have a simple message to Israel's enemies. We will do whatever we must do to defend our people and defend our states. After this meeting, I will return home ahead of schedule to lead the people of Israel and the soldiers of Israel.
And lead he will. That is a leader, Benjamin Netanyahu. All right, 60 seconds with Todd. Hey, Todd.
Let's get down. Hey, you there, champ?
I'm here. Go on.
Let's get down to business here, boss. We've been right for 2.5 years. We stand with Israel, okay? We stand the United States of America, Donald Trump, and the American people, and Todd Gregson. We stand with Israel, okay? Okay, blessed is those who stand with Israel. Cursed those who come against Israel, okay? Let me say something else. The Lord God Almighty exposed the FBI, the DOJ. You see, that's the beautiful thing about God. He knows the truth. What you do, and see, he exposes it openly. Adam Schiff, the rest of you crooks, all those people at the FBI were fired. Comey's fired, McCabe's fired, Strzok's fired, Page's. Where is the Republican Party to stand up and go against those unholy, ungodly crooks in the FBI who tried to overthrow the will of the American people? It's a disgrace. God bless you, Donald. Let's get to work. And if anybody who knows Donald, I've been right for 2.5 years. If you love this country, you'd have me standing before Donald Trump tomorrow in 5 minutes because I know what I'm talking about. I've been right for 2.5 years. Let's get to work.
All right, it's Todd. And Todd is awake and at it this morning, and that's fine. That's fine. But you know, not everybody's perfect, and certainly Donald Trump isn't, and neither are some of these people on the other side of the aisle. And we're starting to hear them come out of the woodwork with their comments. And here's the thing, okay? I mean, up to a point, I can take a lot of what these Democrats are saying. But when they just continue to lie and lie and lie and lie and lie, okay, it's unbelievable. Now, CNN with John Berman and John Avalon had a discussion about put up or shut up when it comes to the Democrats. Listen to this.
CNN senior political analyst John Avalon.
John,
I want to start with you because I think there are two giant political things that happened here with this report. Number one, by Robert Mueller saying there's no evidence of criminal conspiracy or coordination. It draws a serious question to all those Democrats who on this show and other places have said, we see evidence of collusion. Mueller seems to be saying, no, I don't see that evidence, at least not meeting the bar for prosecution. But the second thing that's also equally fascinating from a political standpoint here is that by Bill Barr's own admission, and probably the best case that he could present in defense of the president, Robert Mueller says there is evidence of obstruction of justice. Now, there may be evidence on the other side of it as well, but Robert Mueller lays out evidence of obstruction of justice And now Democrats have to decide how to thread that needle.
Look, on the second point, it's important because the president and his team are claiming complete exoneration. That is exactly the opposite of language that the special counsel uses. It creates more a reason why the full report needs to be released, so we can see what the special counsel actually laid out. Because it does appear that he punted the decision to the attorney general, which to some extent undercuts the purpose of the special counsel, and the attorney general then made that decision. It's meaningful, especially because we know from the Clinton era and Republicans' actions during that obstruction of justice is an impeachable offense. On the first one, Democrats are going to need to explain why they were so confident, based on the information they believed they had in closed-door settings, that there was evidence of collusion. Because Mueller, you know, for all reasons we can reasonably expect, had more information and has come down definitively on one side of that, saying there was not collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russian government. So there's a lot of explaining to do, and the only way to resolve these open questions is to release the full report.
Now, they can't release the full report with everything that's in it, because of the laws in play regarding a couple of different things here. Number one, continuing investigations. They cannot release any information about what's going on with continuing investigations. And number two, anybody who was not charged has a right to not have them even be discussed in the mix of things. And I'm sure the attorneys have already come out and said, well, hey, if our guy wasn't found guilty or there were no charges against him, then we don't want his name mentioned. And they can do that, and I'm sure that they've already asked it to be done. Now, Dan Abrams is also a legal expert, and he came on ABC with Robin Roberts, and here's what they had to say about all this.
And George, we're going to bring in our chief legal analyst, Dan Abrams, now for more on all this. So no collusion. So what would be the case for obstruction?
Well, look, I think you need to take a step back and talk about exactly what Preet was saying, which is about the fact the attorney general is saying there was no obstruction. I don't think there's going to be a case for obstruction unless it's in the Congress. It's not going to be a legal case. It's going to be a political case. But the question becomes, was the attorney general overstepping his bounds by doing that? The reason you retain a special counsel is so the attorney general and the deputy attorney general, the people who are appointed by the president, do not make this sort of decision about the president. That's why you have a special counsel. So the special counsel gave us the final word on the question of Russia conspiracy. No case. Robert Mueller did not give us the final word on obstruction. It does make you think that he's saying, let's give this to Congress, hear all the reasons for, hear all the reasons against, and then Bill Barr comes in and says, wait, I'm going to take this, even though that's really not supposed to be his role.
Now, let me stop it right there for a second before I go back to this, because I'm about halfway through this. There's about a minute left. That's pure speculation on the part of Dan Abrams, the legal guy. That's pure speculation on his part. He has no proof. That's his opinion, but he's not telling you that's his opinion. Now, here's George Stephanopoulos to finish this.
So there's an intriguing line in his letter as well. He says that even though most of the president's actions dealing with obstruction in the public queue, not all of them are. There's still things that the president did related to obstruction that we don't know about.
Yes, that's right. Look, this letter was written very carefully. Even though it was quick and it was fast, the language is really important. And there is no question there is additional material that we don't know about. But you have to be clear. This is a big win for the president. The fact that on the most important issue, collusion, conspiracy with the Russians, Robert Mueller did not find any evidence of that, the president has every right to do a victory lap.
And that was.
There you go. We'll be back with more. Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, right after the top of the hour news. This is the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live and in living color from Tampa, Florida, all across the United States of America. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.